This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. I am Shannon Sebastian, and with me today I have Alan Painter.
In the house.
And it's the first Thursday of the month, and so y'all know what that means. Carlos, the big dog from Umpqua Survival, is in here. How you doing, Carlos?
I'm doing good.
Good. Okay, truth is, he's got a little bit of a scratchy voice, so we're going to try to make it through this next hour, y'all.
Maybe that just means I'll sound sexy tonight.
There you go.
Smoky.
Let's go with that. It'll be like sultry. Okay, it's cold. That's all I got to say about that. It's really not, but I feel like it's cold, but I'm also wearing flip-flops, so... My client yesterday told me it's going to snow, but I looked it up right before we went on the air, and I don't see that.
No snow.
No snow.
We don't like that. How about if we just have a break? Just a little. I'm sick. This rain is just amazing.
It's a lot.
Well, I was talking to one of my clients over at the coast earlier this week, and she lives along one of the small rivers over there, and like at 9 in the morning, it was just a summertime flow. 2 hours later, it was almost in her house, and her entire fields were flooded. They actually had a rain gauge. They got over 7 inches of rain in 24 hours. And then
that's awful.
Something we don't have to deal with there is they had a rising tide over there, which backed those rivers up, and it was amazing. It was amazing. So I know it's funny, though. You turn on the national news, and it's like, oh, the Oregon and Washington being inundated, mudslides and all this. It's like all this stuff. It's like, man, it sounds like we're all getting killed. And it's like, yeah, we might be one or two. So
we had a family member a couple weeks ago that got hit. They were out walking on the beach when those sleeper waves or whatever they call them.
Oh, yeah, those
things. Riptide.
Yeah, she got hit with one and went rolling out into the ocean. She held onto her phone, though.
And, exactly.
Yeah. Sarah's uncle fished her out. And
yeah. Drop the baby, lose everything else, save the phone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They say those really hit you pretty hard. The force is a lot more than
a
person would
think. Like trees and all sorts of stuff that were washing up
debris
with her. So, I mean, she's lucky she didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing there. You know, we're still going to have some more rain. So be careful around these rising waters, because there can be trees in there and things like that you don't see. And you look at a creek and it may not look that bad, but you get in it, that they will take you for a loop. So be safe and make sure your kids don't see it as a fun thing to play in. You know, for some reason I did it and survived when I was a kid, but I'm living proof that there's, you know, those good lords up there, because I should be dead 10 times by now. Well,
that's
maybe
or if
30.
Not more. Yeah, more.
10 times last year. But anyway, so it's been kind of crazy weather for us. And
it's been weird. Well, I don't know what it is. I mean, we're Oregon. Rain isn't weird. I don't know. But
65 degrees.
I know. It's just the weather is like all over the place. So.
Yeah, it looks nasty outside, but I want to turn my AC on when I get home.
Yeah.
That's what a gal told me today. She's like, I actually turned my AC on last night because it felt muggy, icky in the house, and I just kind of wanted a, like a fresh circulated air or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not doing that, but I might crack a window if that happened, but I'm not turning my AC on. But it is crazy weather. So here's the other thing. I'm going to have to pay you a compliment. I haven't even told you this yet.
To who?
It's to you, Alan.
Hold on, everybody. Enjoy this moment. This never happened before. So.
Thank goodness they turned this show into a podcast, so you can listen to it on repeat tomorrow.
Over and over and over. All right, tell me what I didn't do so wrong.
Okay, no, just what you didn't do so wrong. Okay, so I work at Premier Insurance, but before then, I've been insured with you for like 20-plus years.
Right.
You know? So I had the deer hit the truck a couple weeks ago, which I know you know, but this is shocking, right? You go out and you're like, that doesn't look bad at all. Bam, $5,300, almost $6,000 later.
Yeah. And I'm pretty good at estimates. you know.
Yeah.
The deer hit the truck.
Yeah, it hit me from the side.
Ah.
Oh, this gets better. You just wait,
Carlos.
It's getting
chased by Bigfoot.
This is getting better. So, but I take it in. I get the photos done. I get it to see, you know, hey, how much is it going to be? You know, what are we doing? So anyway, the gal calls me back, gets the claim back. It's within $100, our insurance, of what they say. They're like, I'm like, okay, great. But she says, I want to thank you because working with your insurance and the fact that you can get original manufacturer parts because of the policy that you have is a dream. And I wish everybody knew that. And I wish everybody had what you had. So I felt really proud. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but that's super great. And I'm glad you're thrilled. But that's because I'm not property and casualty. But that's because you and the gals take such great care of us.
Well, I appreciate that. And it really is kind of neat because it is policy. You know, it's one of those, it's like this policy that we have for cars available through the agency is just, I've never seen anything like it in my 35 plus years in the business. And, you know, you go through this list and, oh, yeah, one of them is we pay for original parts. And it's like, well, that's nice until you run into a situation like you're in. And it's like, do you want to put parts from Korea on this, you know? Or do you want to have original? And it's substantial difference. And it's really cool that it's in there. It's kind of cool that someone in-house got to see that because
right. It
is a tremendous amount of difference. I mean, some of these aftermarket parts, they come in with Bondo in them. And
well, so, she just said they're really, really difficult to get, too.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's so much faster in repair time. Anyway, for me to be able to get that, I didn't even know what that meant, but I'm glad I have it because it made their life easier and they're happy to have me as a client. Not that I want to be a frequent flyer at the auto body shop. But
good, because I'll non-renew you. No, I'm just
yeah, I know. I'm like, that's happening.
But yeah,
probably.
Cheryl, good job, I say. But that is that about the premier program that their auto insurance is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Okay, well, we didn't just try it out once. Now we've tried it out twice because Jeffrey drove Old Melrose Road, and guess what? Bam, a deer hit him. Neither of us hit the deer.
When?
Both of us were hit by deer Monday night.
Oh, my God.
Okay, his is much worse than mine because mine was just, boom, bounced off and ran away. His, literally, somebody else ahead of him slammed on their brakes. So the car behind them slammed on theirs. Jeffrey put on his brakes, and he's like, oh, man, I'm going to get rear-ended. But none of the cars hit each other. But guess what? A big old herd of deer came through and walloped my husband.
Did you guys have venison the next night?
No. But
didn't even kill it.
His flipped in the air when it hit him, and it tried to catch its feet, which was his hood, and then rolled again. So he has hoof and horn scratches the hood of his truck, and then it bounced off the passenger side and then took off running down the river.
Up on the rooftop. Deer's, you know, what is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think this
Santa's
crazy
weather.
Santa's
out a couple, huh?
I think this crazy weather is affecting the deer. That's another. I'm giving you a compliment, and I'm saying I think this crazy weather's dragging all the deer out. So, A, don't drive Old Melrose Road unless you live on it. That place is a deer crazy factory. I don't.
Yeah. And, well, it is. I mean, it is. And they are getting crazy. So, yeah, take a little extra time. But it's like that. There's nothing you can do. But please, just hit the deer. We're happy to fix cars. Don't try to swerve it and put yourself in the ditch or hit someone else. Because we can't fix people nearly as well as we can fix cars. So go ahead and hit the critter.
Sad to say, but true.
Yep.
The safest thing to do. But so, when they hit you, what are you going to do? You know, I don't know.
Nada. That's why we got insurance. So
it's nuts.
Today is chaos day for you, Shannon.
Today is December 7th, the last day of open or annual election period for Medicare. And I am going back to the office after this because my day's not done. But I'll be glad when today's done.
I can imagine. It's kind of fitting. It's Pearl Harbor Day, huh?
I'm ready for it. This is long time coming. That's what I feel like.
So,
but is what it is.
But it's been fun. We're seeing a whole lot of new faces come in the office. That
yeah.
Most of them leaving with a bigger smile than they came in. It's been really fun to watch you get to help and bless some of these folks. So my hat's off to you. I said it before and I'll say it again. You are truly the best insurance agent in this county. So
you're sweet. No. I honestly don't know how I've done it. It's all been a blur.
Yeah.
So now tomorrow I'll start figuring out the story and what actually unfolded during that time, because it literally has been a blur, just a blur.
So get through it just like everything else. And
get through it.
But and folks, as you can tell, our guest kind of flamed out. So we're just going to talk today. So.
Flamed out? No, he didn't. Carlos is saving his sexy voice for later.
Yeah. Thankfully, the big guys.
I know nothing about insurance except how to give money to it.
It's
I just stay out of those conversations.
It's sad. It's sad. But anyway, otherwise, individual still going. But Medicare, today's the last day. So hopefully everybody took care of it and did their due diligence and had their conversations and feels good about where they're at and go from there. So. I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you got an agent like Shannon, I know you feel good because all your questions were answered. So if you don't have Shannon as an agent, well, I guess at this point we'll see you next year.
See you next time. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, gosh, it's already almost time for a break. But what else did I have? I'm going to do an Owen update when we come back. So kind of got some big stuff there with
good job with the teaser.
Good job, yep. Stick around for an Owen update after these messages. So, all right, we'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back. Okay, so I did the teaser before that I'm going to update everybody on Owen. Might be a little bit lengthy here because I didn't actually do anything last week because I was like, not ready to say anything yet. But okay, I'm going to tie this into Christmas because I really feel like this is appropriate. So Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. That's my spiel. I believe that. And I believe in the power of prayer. And we've had so many people praying for Owen and from everywhere in the world.
Now, let me interject real quick.
Uh-huh.
We may not have all our listeners every week. So Owen,
that's true,
is Shannon's grandson who was involved in a horrific car crack couple months ago,
September 16th,
and he's been in a hospital in Portland. Mm-hmm. and go
so that's who Owen is to me. And so anyway, I kind of teased that we might have some big news coming, but then it didn't happen, but now it happened Monday. So to catch people up to speed, last Thursday they officially declared him out of a coma, even though he still is on some heavy medication, so he's kind of groggy, but he is officially no longer considered in a state of coma. So praise God for that.
Amen.
The second thing is Sunday night, got the call that they were flying him out. A team would arrive for an angel flight at 6:30 in the morning, and they picked him up at the airport and took him to... picked him up at the hospital, took him to the airport, and they flew out to Chicago. So he is officially back in Chicago at Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. And I love that they say ability instead of disability, because they're helping people find what they can do and focusing on what they can and will do instead of what they aren't able to do at the time. So I love that. And so they'll be back there for quite some time. So our new prayer is, this is hard with the family being separated by over 2,000 miles. It's been a lot of emotions and stuff like that. And so still keep the prayers coming. We think we're really going to start to see those miracles happen.
Yep, prayer for growth.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And just like what Alan said, prayer for growth, that's my little snippet for today is... you know, I had talked before about pleading to Shirley Ryan to let Owen in, and how we went back to them and said, hey, you know, we were, they don't normally do children at the facility he's in. And so we said, hey, we're tall, we're bigger, faster, stronger, as I've told people, our bionic family sales pitch. And they made him do measurements. How much do you weigh? How tall are you? How this are you that? And so we thought that maybe the staff might have squeaked out a little bit of a white lie when they put down his height. Because we're like, okay, that's crazy, whatever. But it worked. And they said yes. Well, they actually let, with assistance, had Owen stand on his own 2 feet last Thursday or Friday. And they got the tape measure out and measured him. And while in his slumber or coma, I'm going to call it, he did grow 2 to almost 2.5 inches in the last 12 weeks.
Wow.
So I truthfully believe, and call me crazy, but that is prayer and that is the Lord.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is, it got him to the height that he needed to be for them to say yes at Shirley Ryan. So if people don't believe in miracles, then don't call me and talk to me, because I truthfully do. I believe it's all the prayer. We didn't even know that was happening, that he's growing while he's in the bed. It's just amazing to me. So
thank you for everybody. I know that there are a lot of our listeners and friends and family have been praying. So we greatly appreciate it. And, you know, and as the year, you know, the roads are getting a little busier and everything, I would just ask that everyone would slow down a little bit, because this could have all been avoided had somebody just slowed down a little bit.
And park their phone.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, think about when you got that phone in your hand, is it really that important you would take a life for it? So, you know, the holidays is a horrible time. I mean, Garden Valley turns into be an absolute zoo. It's zoo in July, and at Christmas, it's worse. So,
right.
You know, allow yourself some time. I mean, going home from work, I don't know what's with it lately. It's been so packed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, take your time, folks. There is nothing in the world that's worth, you know, I just can't imagine being the girl on the other side of that car that caused an injury like that. And so it's like, enjoy those few moments of peace. Take your time. Turn on a good radio. So, you know, get a good music playing. Turn on some carols. And just enjoy the blessings we have just by being here. So let's just keep this a merry holiday. And if you must drink, don't drive.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you wouldn't think, but I mean, that's girl that caused the injuries to Owen. You know, she didn't start out that day and say, hey, I want to ruin life today. She just didn't think. So let's just take some time, think, and keep each other safe. And if you are driving next to me and you are on your cell phone and I honk at you and shake my finger at you, don't be too offended. I'm trying to keep you alive.
Yeah. It's been amazing driving up and back and forth on I-5 to Portland every single weekend, you know, since the accident. And I'll count 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi as we're going by somebody. Like, how long are they going to be before they look up?
Yep.
It has astonished me how many Mississippis I've gotten to. Yeah, so
well, and
it's frustrating.
Statistically, you are just as much chance of you being in an accident when you're on your phone as if you're a drunk driver. And that's proven statistically, because it takes so long for your eyes to refocus and recover after you've looked down. And, I mean, it's something like 120 yards before your eyes focus. And there could be a lot of damage in that time. So there is nothing worth on a phone, especially now, man. You can set it to talk to you and tell you what the text said, or you can talk back to it. You don't need to be staring at it. So keep your eyes on the road. And, you know, if you ever been driving along and after a few seconds say, wow, how did I just get there? Well, you did it by luck and memory. So keep your eyes on the road and off the darn phone. I hate those phones. I know they're useful tools, but I hate them.
I know I leave mine alone because Sarah's yelled at me before when I've touched my phone and I like instantly lose the road. So
yeah,
I just stay off of it.
It's just human nature. It's like we've created this atmosphere of fear of missing out, you know? And I think the false idea is that this is teenagers that are the most guilty. That is so not even true, because those kids, they can do everything with their phone that we don't know it can even do, and they can do it without looking. So yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, they can do all that text without, you know, and it's all of it. I mean, I hate to be the one of tattletale, but I'd rather tattletale than see somebody die. But I was driving around a few weeks ago, and here's a state of Oregon Department of Transportation, and literally for three blocks was on her phone the whole time. So there's a reason a phone number's on the back of those cars. So, yeah, I called. So I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry if you got in a little trouble, but I would rather see you alive. So,
yeah.
You know, anyway, so, you know, especially I think as we're heading into weather like we've been having. I mean, it was horrible driving last night with the traffic. Let's just take a little time.
Well, what's come out of the accident as well is my daughter-in-law, Beck, and I are going to be working with ODOT and the health department up out of Marion Polk, since that's where the accident happened, to try to raise awareness about distracted driving. And that'll kind of be a new pet project. You know, I've got so much time.
Yep.
But that's what we're going to do, because it's like, you know, we're back here in Oregon and he's back there working hard in Chicago. So we're going to do something to try to help some other family not have to go through this and be separated at Christmas from their loved ones because of this, or for the rest of their life in certain situations that we also know close to us during the holidays.
It has been a horrible, we've been on a horrible run at the office, that's for sure. So, and yeah. It was all because people didn't take an extra second, just 1 second, to make sure that they were in a safe space.
That whole look right, look left, then look right again type of scenario. It's like, we don't teach that anymore. But, or if we do, we're not practicing it so much anymore. So it's like, behave.
Yeah. And the worst thing is, you know, and we're all guilty of this, is we get so ingrained in our daily habits, our daily drive, that we do the same thing. You know, we stop at the stop sign and then I go.
Yeah.
We don't really look. We've all done it. So let's take that extra half a second and just, hey, look, we live in the most beautiful place on the planet. So slow down, look around, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so.
Well, I don't know. And keep an eye on your kids. And I would encourage parents. I mean, we don't want to be stalking parents, but it's different when your kid is in a you know, 2-ton killing machine. I would encourage parents to get an app on your kids' phones. There's a good one that I have that it's called LifeLock. Not LifeLock, but
yours is Life 360. Yeah.
And I did it just so we can kind of see where each other is. But it also, you know, tells me how fast my kids are driving, or my wife was driving. Also, unfortunately, shows her how fast I was driving. But it creates accountability. And it's also kind of nice because it's not a pain in the tail. I don't have to get a text, hey, where are you? So they just look and see where I'm at. But we can keep an eye on each other. We keep each other accountable. So I think that's a lot of it. We don't even realize the dumb things we're doing. And so, you know, I encourage everybody to do what they can to protect their kids and create good habits right from the start. What do you think?
I kind of have a confession. I feel like I need to confess all of a sudden.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, during fair week when your wife is out there all the time.
You were not.
I so did. I'd be like, where the heck is Alan? She's like, let me tell you. She'd be like, oh, he's at the office. And I'm like, what? What? I thought he went
I know, she does. Kind of irritates me sometimes.
I thought
sometimes
he went for a sausage dog and he never came back.
Yeah, she called me yesterday and said, oh, because said I went to, I was up in Eugene about a month ago for crushed finger. And I'd never been to a Hobby Lobby. Man, that is a freaking cool store. It was like, I was walking in there, it was like, this is like going to Disney World, all Christmas stuff and all that. So she called me yesterday and said, I can see you're at your favorite store at Hobby Lobby. I was like, No, I'm at the duck store next door. I had left a Hobby Lobby, but I wasn't gonna tell her that. So
well, you kind of just did now, because Angie, I'm sure, is listening.
So anyway, so yeah, so it really is a cool tool, and yeah. To see, you know, when families come in home late at night, I kind of keep an eye on them as they come right. home, make sure that they're safe.
Yeah, I enjoy it when, like, Brooke's flying back or whatever, and you'll be like, yep. Oh, here's Brooke, and here's Brooke now. And so it's just, it is a really great tool, and yeah. I've been privy to that, how it works with your family. It's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, you know, and one other thing I wanted to talk about, kind of related. Do we still have time? Are we doing good on mm-hmm. the clock? We have 2 minutes?
Yeah, about.
You know, kind of related to that, insurance prices are going through the roof, and it sucks, okay?
Sucks.
Mine went up. Like 30-some%. Everybody's is going up. And there's something I think people are not taking advantage of. All the insurance companies we represent have tools where there's an app you can put on your phone, and they kind of monitoring your hard brakes and your fast accelerations, and you can earn discounts. And I think most insurance companies are doing this now. And with our companies, you get 10% right off the bat. And you can earn discounts, I think, up to 35 or 38%. And it's like, so here's another how we can combine these things of safety and saving money, because cost of insurance is horrible, folks.
So do those apps work against you also?
Yeah. They don't. I asked. Hey, heads up, just so you know, they don't. They'll just tell you, you do not qualify for a discount. I heard that from a friend.
Yes. Yeah. They will say, yeah. So, and then you want to make sure.
Some companies do, maybe, but.
When you hop in the car with the big guy, and you want to make sure to go on your app and say, it was not me driving, it was somebody else. So,
yeah, that didn't exist when Jeff and I did it. And he would drive my Jetta, and he would always register hard brakes. And I'm like, they're going to think it's me.
Yeah, so you can go on your app and say, this wasn't me. So, but it was really fun in our house. We had a friendly competition on who was going to do the best, and we did end up with a pretty good discount. I did not come in first or second. I was a distant third.
But drive a lot, too.
But, you know, it's one of those things. It's a way we can keep, you know, create new habits in our kids and mm-hmm. save us some money to boot and offset increase in cost of insurance. That's my spiel on that.
That was good. Yeah. All right. Well, it's time to go to break now. And up next, we have the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by the big guy over here at Umpqua Survival. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q, Shannon Sebastian, Alan Painter, and Carlos, the big dog from Umpqua Survival, in the house. And it's Local Business Buzz time. So, Carlos, what's happening at Umpqua Survival?
Well, you know, it's Christmas time, so
yes,
there's that.
So last time you were on, you talked about getting the toy barrel going. So that's happening out there now?
Oh, yeah. Ours is overflowing. Actually, one of my guys asked me if he should get a giant box so that he could put the overflow in that. And I said, no, it looks good overflowing. And they're going to pick them up on Saturday. So
this Saturday's the pickup?
I thought we had a whole nother week. So I have some toys that I ordered that won't be here in time.
Oh.
So I've got another toy run that we're also sponsoring, so I'm just going to throw that stuff in that one.
Well, there you go. So. But if anybody wants to get something in before this Saturday to help out, that would be great. And it goes to such a wonderful cause for the local kids in the area.
And it's so much fun to watch that caravan cruising through town.
Saturday.
It's huge.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they have to ditch half of it to pull into the store when they mm-hmm. pick ours up because our parking lot's so messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yours is a little.
So, like, all the motorcycle guys just go past and, you know,
ODFW.
They send half the rigs down, and then they just come back and grab it. Santa comes in and does his thing.
Nice. Well, hopefully you guys go live or something, because that's really fun when people are doing the Facebook lives and the lives of
yeah, they usually
of
do.
It going
the radio
around
station
town.
Usually does that.
Yeah, that's super fun to see. I enjoy watching that. So, okay, so toy drive, get it out there before. Well, just get it out there before Friday.
Yep.
Tomorrow, yeah. Take it out tomorrow if you have something.
I was in last week and. Still a good selection of guns, but you are selling a few.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been busy, and I've been doing a bunch of orders trying to fill the store back up, and I keep having shipping delays. So, but it's looking like everything I've got coming should be here at the beginning of the week. So if you're needing stocking stuffers or just random presents, that kind of stuff, I'll have a pretty good selection next week. So,
perfect, because that's when I start, the last couple of weeks before Christmas, so...
No, 4 days.
I know. I exaggerated. Lord, I apologize. I didn't tell the truth there.
Okay. And we're not 100% sure. We were talking about this a little bit before the show, and I should have jumped out and asked somebody about if Reader's Choice is still going. But give it a whirl. Try it. Get it in. Go online. See what you can do. You are in there twice.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate the votes. So.
Yeah, so we'll be waiting to hear on that here probably in the next, what, month? When do they do that? When are they going to get the results?
I think it's in January, yeah.
Yeah, so watch for that, and we wish you luck. Okay, so some Christmas ideas and stocking stuffers and all kinds of things out there. I've been seeing on your newsletter and some of your posts that you have, like, suppressor something with a free tax stamp. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my Lord. Lord, forgive her. She knows not what she does.
Well, when you purchase a suppressor, you have to pay a $200 tax. So a bunch of the promotions I've had running lately are... The tax stamp portion of it is taken care of. So you just have to purchase the suppressor and processing, and we take care of all the rest for you. So it makes it nice. Takes a little bit of that expense out, and hopefully it encourages some people to do something that they have been thinking about for a long time. You know?
But okay, I can tell you, for those that have never done it, it's way cool to shoot with the suppressor because it saves your ears.
Yeah.
It was really nice for the range takeover. Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people were down there doing stuff, and it was really nice, and you know, with that many people shooting, it wasn't loud or jarring or anything like that. But
no,
I didn't
for the
know
most part, you heard people talking more than you heard guns.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and the neat thing is, if you've got a rifle that isn't threaded, out they can help you out of Quest Survival. Get that threaded so you can have a suppressor on it too.
Okay, so for other people, maybe I'm the only human that didn't know exactly what that meant. I mean, I knew there was a tax stamp, but I didn't know that was like, that's a big value.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
So, $200, that's no joke. Like, come on.
Yeah,
that's
Uncle
a good
Sam
deal.
Sam wants to make sure that you're not some crazy, you know, I was going to say something politically incorrect, but.
You were? I'm shocked.
But y'all can imagine what I was going to say. You've been listening long enough.
But, so, yeah, that's a good deal then. I didn't, now that you've explained it, it's like, now I know what a good deal that is. Holy moly.
Mm-hmm. But then, and then there's a lot of the cool little stuffing stalkers.
You're off.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of small, you know, cool items that you can only find there. I mean, I've seen little miniature guns. I mean, they got
those
things
are cute, actually.
Some of the most amazing handmade knives. They're absolutely gorgeous. And you got to go out and check them out.
Yeah, those knives, I always have to look. I mean, I don't have necessarily the need for one when I look, but I always still have to look because some of them are like a work of art. It's just like, you got to check them out.
I have a knife problem, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's your thing?
One of them? I probably have 200 knives. It's ridiculous. So.
Well, I've probably bought that many, but I lose them, so I got one. Yeah.
And then your pockets now and you're like, okay, maybe I don't have any.
Yeah. I go to the gun show and I bought six because I knew I needed that many for the end of the year.
That's funny.
So, no, but it really is cool. It was fun to get out and see the guys at Quest Survival. And like I said, good selection. But I will see you next week when all the new stuff comes in and check it out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, and it is a busy time of the year, and so I imagine you have a few classes, but classes are probably going to start picking up in January.
We've only got one more class this Saturday before the year's over.
And for then, concealed?
Yeah, one more concealed class this Saturday, and then I'll be posting January and February classes here, hopefully before the end of tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Okay, and if you haven't, which we talk about every time Carlos is on here and sometimes when he's not, you really need to get the newsletters because, okay, these ones are really funny. The comics that he put in, they're funny. I'm sorry. Maybe to other people. I don't know. I found them funny. And
there was a couple I had picked out that I ended up not putting in there because I didn't want to offend anybody. So.
Oh, stop it.
Well, they're funny. And, I mean, come on, have a sense of humor or maybe then not. But you should check out the newsletter because it's he always puts funny in there and artwork and all kinds of cool things with it. And
I do learn something virtually every time I look at it. It's good information, even if you've been around hiking and shooting your whole life. It's neat to get another person's viewpoint. So I encourage everybody to go out and sign up for that.
Well, you get a little snippet of my viewpoints on things in there too. So
oh, possibly. Yeah.
Some of it I say, oh, there goes Carlos again. But
my wife yelled at me, not this week, but last week. She yelled at me.
Well, I'm sure she yelled at you this week.
She goes, I hope nobody that was over here for Thanksgiving read that newsletter.
Oh, how funny. Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, my wife goes to that every Thursday.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he's on here live and can't take it back. Sorry. You're like, sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, yeah, if anyone's coming down to do some Christmas shopping, make sure to grab one of my fancy Happy Holidays stickers that we designed.
And so.
Oh, yeah, these are fun. Thank you for these. So yes, Carlos gifted
us a couple.
And
Carlos just shared that he's the actual artist. They are pretty impressive. That's impressive. I can't believe a guy like you has talent like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear that a lot.
Can you feel the love tonight?
So yeah. Did you draw out the barrel?
We did. Actually, Carlos or one of the guys did, and he brought it, as he normally does. He brings us the official paperwork.
And is it a male or a female?
It's Francis Zink. Francis Zink, $125 gift certificate.
This and Francis, is going down to get a Christmas present.
So we'll call.
For me.
We'll call, probably not, but we'll call and let you know that you won. Just in case you're not listening now, shame on you, but. We will call and let you know, and then you can come down and get that and go out and get a stocking stuffer or a stuffing stalker, as Alan calls it.
A stuffing stalker. Hey, at least I didn't confuse some other letters. I could have gone ugly.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's a blessing.
Been known to happen.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, it's about that time for us to take another break, or our last break for the day, and we'll be back with more on... I don't know where we're
get
at
it out,
today.
Shannon. We'll get it out. It out.
We'll just be back with more. How's that?
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back to your queue. And quick question for
I know our listeners didn't hear it. Shannon just went, oh, God, we're back. There was like no joy. It was just like, what do you want to sit in here and just talk to Carlos and, you know?
I was having a moment, yeah. I was chatting.
God, maybe we should just put music on so you two can just start chatting away.
That's okay. God, I was just sorry. Like, oh,
it's the voice. It's the voice.
Yeah, it's the voice today. I don't know. just joking. Okay, Carlos, so we have not talked about the gun of the month. So what do you got out there?
Well, it's a tradition that in December it's got to be a present. So
surprise!
It's a surprise.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even my employees were complaining because I wrapped it before they got there, so they don't even know what it is.
Oh, so they don't even know, which is nice, because then they can't tell anybody.
Yeah. So,
What's that called? Like the grab bags or whatever? But this
That's exactly what it's called, Janet.
Gun grab bag.
Yeah. So is there a benefactor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we're raising money for the Sutherland Junior Bulldogs baseball.
Our baseball team from last week. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool what they're doing out there. And that's awesome. Thank
you. Well, they came in and were talking to me and asking if I could help them out in any way. And when they started telling me about the community support that they've been getting and, and the volunteers they've been getting on it, I was like, well, why don't I throw you into one of the raffles and see how we can do? And so that's where it came from. And I used to help out with my kids' softball, and we had to do lots of cleaning up fields and trying to get them in
hours
good enough condition.
And
and so, I mean, I understand how it is. And to give those kids a nice spot to do their thing and enjoy it, and the parents a place to come and watch their kids play. You know, we're all about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was so fun to have the boys on. They were pretty nervous as they were lined up on the wall, but then they pulled it out.
Yeah, so they did.
That was cool.
And they got after each other, and it was fun.
Yeah, razzing each other. They were clutch though. What do you got for us, Alan?
Double blessing. You can go out there and sign up for the gun. Get yourself some, you know, good stocking stuffers. I did it again.
That's so funny.
I did it again. Christmas stuff, okay? And maybe win a gun. But I'm going to go out and sign up the heck out of it because I want to see what the surprise
He's
is.
He's like, I want a surprise?
Yeah. So I think it's got to be one of the rules, though. Whoever wins has to open it in the store so the rest of us know.
Well, usually we open it when we do the announcement.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, we open it on our video.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I watch those every single month without fail. They're fun.
I'm making my new employees. We're rotating through so everybody gets a chance.
Oh, well, that's kind of fun.
That's
cool. We'll see who's the most photogenic and then.
Who's got the best presentation?
Oh, well, look forward to that. Look forward to seeing that, and look forward to seeing what I won. So I'll see you out there next week after new stuff comes in and get my sign-ups in. So
yeah, did you have something for us?
I do. I want to. You know, what have we been doing this show a couple of years now, Shannon?
Oh Lord.
I mean, time
three.
Flies. Three. What?
Yeah.
3 years, and I got to tell everybody, I have thoroughly enjoyed myself, and it's been neat to be able to sit down and talk with you guys, you know, our neighbors every week, and getting new guests and everything on here. But it is a time and financial commitment to do this show. It does. Yeah, you can't believe it. We don't get paid for this. We actually have to pay for it. And so the question is, do you, our audience, feel this is a value? And, you know, sometimes you just got to put it out there. Hey, if the Lord needs to use this for something else, then so be it. But I would like to hear from you. I mean, is it worthwhile, you guys coming in, spending some time with us each week? And if it is, will you let us know via our Q Facebook page or our web, you know, our Premier Insurance Facebook page or any other, let us know
call,
if you
reach out.
If it is, because it is a huge commitment by us. And you know, like I said, I love it, but sometimes you got to put it out and make sure that we're not just taking up space that someone, you know, the Lord can use in a different way,
right?
And so I think we've blessed a lot of people, but hey, maybe it's time for something new. There was something before us, and there will be something after us at some point. So I'd like to hear from you, because it's not like TV where you can check the ratings. So
we actually can, but they don't do that till the end of March. And last year we were right up there. We were doing just fine. But Carlos, you hear good things. I know I hear good things. But the thing about it is then sometimes we also struggle with guests either not being able to make it, or so it's like, really, this show is for the community. So if you have a community event or a community group or something that you could really use a spotlight put on, please do give us a call or reach out or an email. And we'd love to hear from you. So I know.
Yeah, I mean, and it can be anything. we do not have a format, as you can tell. I mean, it's just us on the radio. So, but I would like to hear your feedback if you deem it worthwhile, because that's what's important.
Yeah, I love hearing from people about the show.
So anyway, give us some feedback, and I would greatly appreciate it, and then we can kind of weigh it out and see if it's something that really works for us. So anyway, thank you for everyone for putting up with us for all these 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's 3 years. Holy, I think April 1st, smokes. Maybe April 1st starts our fourth. I don't even know.
I think I've been coming on for over a year
now. It's over a year now. Yeah.
Wow. Time do fly when you're having fun. Seems like time just flying, man. I'm, you know, you got the sands of time, and I'm trying to grip it, make them go a little bit slower, but they keep flying by. So,
well,
I was so nervous when I started too.
Yeah.
and now I'm subtly better than I was to start.
You're great. You're doing great. Look at you. Used to come on for a small segment. Now sometimes you're coming on the whole show with us. So you're doing awesome.
Oh, I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah. And, you know, and it is fun, and I love it. And if Alan can't make it, you know, I'm like, hey, Carlos, just text him. Hey, you want to come in or join us early today? And he's like, okay, cool. But anyway, this is for the community, and that's what we want to do. So thanks for putting that out there, Alan. And it's about time. So stop out, take a toy to Umpqua Survival, send us an email.
Be safe.
Be safe. Yeah.
And since I won't talk to you guys again before then, you guys all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Appreciate that.
It can't
be
time already. I mean, it's like, think about it. Christmas is a week after next.
Yeah, I can't think about it. I just needed to get through December 7th, and I'm not done that yet. So anyway, we appreciate you listening today. Keep praying for Owen, and we will be back next Thursday with more. We have Dan Loomis with Reese Across America. So until then, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
And God bless you all. We love you.